Native American nations and environmental groups have launched legal battles in response to President Trump's reduction of two vast Utah monuments, Grand Staircase Escalante and Bears Ears. Yesterday, a Navajo Nation delegate told us he was against the reduction because it means less protection for antiquities and keeping sacred land safe from drilling and mining. Well, today, rancher Leland Pollock, commissioner of Garfield County, which is home to Grand Staircase. Leland, you applaud the president's reduction. Why?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank our president. Second thing I'd like to point out is Utahns, we are not against monuments. Bryce Canyon is a classic example of what can become from that use of the Antiquities Act. Now, Bryce Canyon is 35,000 acres. The Grand Staircase, when it was all said and done, was 2 million acres.
Well, and then, and you joined the voices saying these were just too massive. And
yeah,
we should say that in Utah, two-thirds of Utah is public land. So many park and now monument spaces, only 33% of land is left, many people say, to fund everything, to be taxed and fund everything. But the Bears Ears designation, for instance, was based on a Republican Utah congressman's outline of a protected area. This is Rob Bishop's plan that he took to Congress for 3 years, fought to try to get that land protected, never got through Congress. And so the Obama administration used Rob Bishop's outline to designate the Bears Ears Monument. Some would say that that means it's just political, that it was, you know, you didn't like it when a Democratic president did it, but it'd be okay if Utah Republican lawmakers did it.
No, that was the Public Lands Initiative. I was the Public Lands Chairman for 2 years. So I'm well aware of that process and all that. That's absolutely not true. But as far as the Grand Staircase is concerned, you still have a huge monument.
Right. Why is it that you'd like to see it reduced? I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're a rancher. Grazing is permitted on both the monuments. So what is it that you want to see that couldn't happen? Why were you objecting to the massive protection?
I'm also a sportsman, and I'm also a conservationist, and I'm also into habitat recovery projects. When it becomes a monument, that is restricted land. We were not allowed to do recovery projects.
What do you mean by recovery?
Recovery means for over 100 years, the ranching community kept all of the water sources going,
right,
was involved in projects to get rid of invasive weeds, soil erosion. And if you do not have a management plan, you're going to have to do recovery projects. And none of that was done over the 21-year period that it was a monument. There was too many restrictions.
And we should say there was huge criticism with Escalante, that it took, I think, 4 years to even come up with a management plan, that Bears Ears is massive but didn't have the allotted staff that could even patrol it. We hear your criticism there. But, you know, the biggest concern is that some of this land is going to be now sold off, oil and gas drilling, mining, motorized vehicle use. And the thing, the very thing that brings people to Utah in the first place, this gorgeous state, will be destroyed.
That's nonsense. These lands are going to become better. They're not going to be overused. It's too massive. It's too expansive. A lot of that area, you'll not see any tourism. You'll not see anything that is beautiful like Bryce Canyon. You will see land that has been tied up. That's why I say we're not against monuments. What we're against is the wrongful use of the Antiquities Act just to tie up and control land.
Do you worry about the message that this might send out, though, to, let's say, retailers? Because it reads like, you know, Utahns who are against the expanded monuments are for drilling, are for mining. That's how it reads. And as you know, huge outlets like Patagonia dropped out of the big OR, the big outdoor retailer show that's held every year in Salt Lake City. Are you worried about backlash against the state?
I'm sorry. That is so wrong. The Bryce Canyon, for example, just had a record year. Our tourism, our TRT revenue, it's a tax that you get from tourism, is at a record rate. No, I'm not worried about that. You're going to see an uptick because those lands are going to be advertised correctly. We can now promote them. Garfield County could not promote, our tourism could not, council could not promote certain areas on that, the old prior monument. We're excited about this. The tourism industry, by and large, around Bryce Canyon knows what can be done. They get 2 million visitors in that little park every year. The Grand Staircase, most of it was not visited. I'm sorry, that's just the facts. And one of the reasons is, how do you visit and come from back east or wherever without a paved road or without a maintained road? Most people come in a rental vehicle. And so they were not allowed through the rental contracts, or nobody would do it in their right mind, take their touring car and try to see this area. Now we can change that. So I'm excited about what we can do for the tourism industry.
That's Leland Pollock, Commissioner of Utah's Garfield County. They surround the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument, which has been reduced. Commissioner, thank you so much for speaking with us.
All right. Thank you for your time.